Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. My gosh, it's almost that time for the Radiothon. That means Dave Evans is here with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Last Wednesday before Radiothon.
That's right. We've got our CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund Radiothon. And Dave, as we've been posting, it's like the 48th Radiothon, if you will, for the Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund.
This has been going on a long time. I mean, I feel like a youngster in this. I've only been in it, just a little over 20 years. I mean, this thing's been going on a long time. I mean, it started back, I believe, in 1978, but that was after the city had had it for a few years.
And in terms of the basket fund, yeah.
It just became too big for the city to handle. So CJCS, that goes back to Braden Dewar's day.
Absolutely, yeah. When we're assembling the meals, that sort of thing, driving them out on a winter's day sort of thing, yeah.
Oh, it was a real community. Yeah, community effort, and also a major effort with the club. So
that's right.
It was a nice time, but then COVID came, and then we couldn't do it, and then it just got so big. We're up to 900 families this year.
Yeah, and we're still very much a part of community. It is still all about community, Dave, as we talk about, because we are purchasing grocery gift cards to be distributed through Stratford House of Blessing and the Salvation Army. So it's really still very much a sense of community.
Oh, absolutely. And we handle all sectors. I mean, we even supply gift cards to the homeless people. I mean, it may not be a big Christmas event for them, but it is food that they can take.
Oh, what a difference that makes through this time, especially with the colder weather for something like that.
Oh, absolutely.
So the Radiothon is happening on Friday at 6 a.m. through till 6 p.m. We're going to have so many great folks from the community dropping by, of course, including yourself, Dave, and a hockey team's going to be dropping by.
Our Stratford Aces will be in. They've been in, the last few years, but probably about the last 3-4 years they've been coming in. And that's always a nice event because there's the young kids coming in and they get a chance to talk on the radio and you can just see the excitement.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, from the photos and everything. And let's talk about how those donations are coming in. My gosh, a major shout out for Optimus Club of Stratford, Dave.
Oh, we had a very large check from them. I came in Saturday. They wanted to meet Saturday, and we did our annual photo shoot, and this check was way more than they had ever done in the past, and I'm just so grateful to them.
Yeah, they are such a big part of our community.
Oh, they are, and I mean, I was just one of, that was their delivery day, so they were meeting quite a number of different organizations, so I've got to hand it to the Optimus Club. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you to all the people that have donated already. Dave, you've been checking things up at the front. We've had more cash donations, check donations coming in.
Oh, yes. Now, we do need donations because we're only at around 40% or a little over 40% of what we need to fund this one. So Radiothon is important. But you can go to the GoFundMe page on My Stratford Now, and you'll get a tax receipt for any donations that you give.
That's right. And we've been talking about the postal interruption. So again, the GoFundMe page is a great way to make a donation. You can always drop by. You don't have to wait to the Radiothon. You can always drop by the radio station here at 376 Romeo Street South during business hours with either cash or check donation, that sort of thing.
Well, that's right. And I know we get quite a number like the Optimus Club and others where they donate large amounts, but the majority of the donors are the smaller amounts. And those are the ones that we just haven't seen this year. I think a lot of it is the postal strike. So if you get a chance, just get around to the radio station, drop off your donation, or go to the GoFundMe. But on the Radiothon, we'll be taking donations over the phone.
Yes.
And you can use your credit card. So you don't even have to leave your house.
Yeah, especially with this kind of wonky winter weather we've been having. That's a really nice option.
Yes. Yeah, no sense in endangering yourself, so do it from home.
Just pick up the phone and give us a call on Friday. We'll have volunteers standing by for that. And we got to mention, Dave, of course, the Radiothon is Friday, and then Friday evening is a big game.
We'll have our buckets at the Warriors game. We've collected there for quite a number of years, and we'll be walking around with buckets, loose change, any donation at all. I mean, that adds up when, you know, if it's the difference of a few families getting fed, I mean, it's well worth going down there and collecting the change.
Absolutely. We'll see out for that. And that's going to be a big game. As we mentioned, it's the alumni game with the Warriors and St. Mary's Lincoln. So that's going to be amazing on Friday. It's going to be a lucky day for Friday the 13th coming up with the Radiothon. And make a donation with the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Dave Evans with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. Dave, thanks again, and we'll see you Friday.
You bet, you're bright and early.